Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, it was fun to have college basketball back last night. Great environments, great games, and a great result on the card. We go 5-2 to start the college basketball season. Just wish we wouldn't have played action football last night and it would have been a good one for us. But instead, we lose the juice and we move on to the next day. We're going to have a lot of action here today. We will have our NHL play in just a moment. We'll have our NBA total. We're going to play all three games in MAC football again. And we have three additional college basketball plays to give you. But we're going to lead off today with golf. We are 5-3 on the matchups so far in the new season. And the Houston Open goes off on Thursday. So we want to lock this one in today. Tyler Gooch is our play over Tony Finau. And that's at a minus 110. Gooch is having an excellent season so far. He has a fourth place finish, an 11th place finish, a fifth place finish, and an 11th place finish. So four top 11 so far this season for Gooch. Last week, he shot a 64, a 69, a 63, and a closing round of 74. So he struggled on Sunday, so that's a concern. But two excellent sub-65 rounds in the tournament, so he's in good form right now. Last year at this event in Houston, he finished in fourth place, shooting a final round of 63. So he's shown the ability to get a low score on this course as well. Meanwhile, Finau, great player. So far this year, he's finished 45th and 45th in his two events. He finished 24th at this event last year. I love to play Tony, but I'm not seeing enough upside of him lately. So Gooch is the play in this matchup at the minus 110 at the Houston Open. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond where we need a win. We need a win really bad. And tonight, we're going to go with the Minnesota Wild -1.5 over Arizona, and that'll pay out a plus 125. The Wild, 8-3 year to date, 4-2 on the road. They've outscored their opponents 37-36. Last time out for the Wild, they beat the Islanders 5-2 on the 7th. Note in that game, they hit two empty netters. And that's what we need to cover a -1.5. And the Wild have the ability to do that. Meanwhile, the Coyotes, well, they're just dreadful. They're 1-10-1 year to date. They are 1-3 at home, and they have been outscored 49-19 this season. Last time out for the Coyotes, well, they got a win over the Kraken 5-4 back on the 6th. So tonight we say, let's go Wild. The Wild -1.5 at a plus 125. Next up on the hardwood, we're going to the NBA between the Wizards and the Cavs, and it's going to be the under to 11.5. The Cavs are 7-4 to the under this year. Last time out, they beat New York 126-109. Two of their last three games have gone under the number. The Wizards, meanwhile, 6-4 to the under this year. Last time out for them, they beat Milwaukee 101-94, and they've had three straight unders. So both teams are off to a great start this season. Both are giving up less than 105 points per game. So let's go the under to 11.5 tonight between the Wizards and the Cavs. Next up, we go to college football, back to Maction football. And oh boy, do I wish we would have avoided last night's card. But tonight is a new night. And we're going to lead off with the Rockets of Toledo, -10.5 at Bowling Green. The Rockets are 4-5 year to date, 5-4 against the spread. Last three games for them, they lost by 3 at Central Michigan. They beat Western Michigan by 19, and they lost to Eastern Michigan by 3. Meanwhile, the Falcons are 3-6 year-to-date, 7-2 against the spread. Really good number against the spread there, by the way. Last three games, they lost by 8 to Northern Illinois, lost by 31 to Eastern Michigan, and pulled the upset at Buffalo, winning by 12. So like typical MAC teams, it's Jekyll and Hyde. You never know which one you're going to get any given night. But I do know this, Toledo can score. And in the last two games, the Bowling Green defense has given up 99 points combined. So I'm going to lay the 10.5 tonight and hope for a blowout. Let's go Toledo, -10.5 at Bowling Green. Next up on the card, we go to Northern Illinois. They're going to host Ball State tonight. Ball State, 5-4 straight up, 3-6 against the spread. Last three games for them, they won at Eastern Michigan by 7, lost to Miami by 7, and won at Akron by 6. Meanwhile, the Huskies are 6-3 straight up, 5-3-1 against the spread. Last three games for them, they beat Bowling by 8, won at Central by 1, and lost to Kent State by 5. Ball State win, and the MAC West will be a complete mess. But there's something special about this Northern Illinois team. They're on the plus side at home. They get no respect. I'm going to take the Huskies plus the 2.5 tonight at home against Ball State. Your final game in the MAC, thankfully, we get to the end of action for tonight. It is Central Michigan minus 2.5 over Kent State. The total in this game, by the way, is 75, so you can expect to see some points. The Chippewas are 5-4 straight up, 4-5 against the spread. Last three games, get ready for another roller coaster. They beat Toledo by 3, lost to Northern by 1, and upset Western Michigan by 12. Meanwhile, the Golden Flashes are 5-4 straight up, 4-5 against the spread. Last three games for them, they lost by 33 to Western Michigan, beat Ohio by 7, and beat Northern Illinois by 5. So both teams are playing well of late. Kent State is in a good spot to win the East, but I like the Chippewas tonight, minus the 2.5. We're on Central Michigan. Then three games in college basketball we like tonight. First game, Long Beach State, minus 5.5 at Heidi-Heidi-Ho, Idaho. Last season was a mess at the beach. Expectations are low this season, but I think the roster has a decent mix of experience and upside. Idaho is projected dead last to the Big Sky. Long Beach head coach Dan Munson returns home. His dad coached at Idaho. He went to the school at Idaho. This could be a special game for him tonight. I'm going to lay the 5.5 tonight on Long Beach State at Idaho. Next up, we go to New Mexico. They take on Florida Atlantic. The Lobos should be one of the most improved teams this year in the Mountain West. Richard Pitino comes in from Minnesota, and he brings with him Jamal Mashburn to help ease the transition. Meanwhile, Florida Atlantic is a bottom five team in Conference USA. I'm a little surprised to see them as a road favorite tonight. Albuquerque should be rocking tonight for Pitino's debut. So I'm going to take the home team, the Lobos on the plus side, plus 2 against Florida Atlantic. And then we wrap up your basketball card with Buffalo at Michigan. Michigan is a legit Final Four contender with a great recruiting class, 2 5-stars, 2 4-stars, plus they return Dickinson down low. They do have several fresh faces, and Buffalo is the best team in the MAC. 15.5 points here is a second-tier blowout, and I think Buffalo's just a little bit better than that. I'm going to take the Bulls tonight, plus the 15.5. So there's your card. Let's go over everything one more time. PGA Golf, we're on Taylor Gooch over Tony Finau. NHL, we're laying the 1.5 with the Minnesota Wild over Arizona at a plus 125. We're playing the Wizards and the Cavs under 211.5. In Maction football, we're on Toledo, minus 10.5 at Bowling Green. We like Northern Illinois at home, plus the 2.5 against Ball State. We're laying the 2.5 with Central Michigan at home against Kent State. And then in college basketball, we like Long Beach State, minus 5.5 at Idaho. We like New Mexico, plus 2 against Florida Atlantic. And we like Buffalo, plus 15.5 at Michigan. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.